This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
And welcome to the premiere night of Road School Moms Live. I'm your host, Kimberly Travaglino, road schooling mom of four and the founder of Full-Time Families, and my co-host.
Hey, friends. This is Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, and we are so excited to have you with us. I hope you're in your comfy spot with your favorite cozy beverage because we have some great things to share with you tonight. Whether you've been on the road for 5 months or 5 years, I'm sure that you've realized that there can be some gaps in your friends and your fellowship. So that's why I'm so excited to bring you Road School Moms on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network tonight. Kimberly and I will be here every Sunday night live at 9 o'clock, and you can be too from wherever in the world you are.
Absolutely, and we've got a terrific show tonight. We'll be discussing, you know, an introduction, a basic introduction to road schooling for those of you who don't know what that means. And joining us a little bit later, we've got a great guest, best-selling author of the Right on Time book series, Lisa Patrol Bentley, is going to be with us. And rumor has it, she's even going to be giving away a few prizes. Speaking of prizes, this is a live call-in show, so don't be shy. Give us a call. If you want to be part of the show, you can call us at 425-440-5100. And enter code 692083, pound. Didn't get all that? Go to our Facebook site at roadschoolmoms.com, and we've got all the information you need there. So, Mary Beth, where in the world are you tonight?
Where in the world am I? Well, I can tell you we're in Southwest Florida. We've been down here for the winter, most of the winter, back and forth. Have been on some short trips, but have basically spent the winter back and forth in Florida. We've been at a really cool RV resort called Cypress Woods. Nice amenities and great view and all that. But we're getting ready to move out. As you know, we are going to be headed to Arizona for our road school convention. So where in the world are you at, Kimberly?
Well, I got a shout out to my road school moms in Orlando. Specifically, I know Jill Dankins is on the line listening, and possibly Claudine is listening, and any other road school moms in Orlando where we are hanging out. We've been here since the FTF rally, which you just hosted in Lazy Days, Tampa, and we're set to pull out and head west on Tuesday to go to that road school convention you just talked about. I'm super excited about that. I love how it's coming together. We just signed a bunch of new people this week. Who do we sign?
I can tell you that our exhibitor list is growing by the day. I can hardly keep up with it. Our seminar and workshop schedule is sure to have something for everyone. Let's see. Some of the vendors that we've added this past week would be teaching textbooks. A Journey Through Learning is coming, and I'll say I'm really excited about that. They're going to bring some really fun new things. One of their founders, Nancy, just published a book, so she's going to be bringing that as well. We've signed Barefoot Books this week. I know DeTerra's coming if you're an essential oils fan. We've got Usborne Books coming, RV, Yarmer. Those are just some of the ones I know that I've signed this week. So it's going to be groundbreaking. I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. And you know who else is coming? Tonight's special guest is the keynote speaker, Lisa Patrol Bentley. She is not only a best-selling author, and if you're not aware of the Right on Time book series, that's a book series based on two homeschooled kids who RV full-time. That sounds familiar to me. And the adventures they have from state to state. But not only is she an author of that and a great many other books, but she also runs her own publishing company. So she's a very, very busy woman, and we're excited she made time for us for our premiere show. What else do you have going on at Road Trip Teacher this week? Any new blog posts? Any new destination guides you've come up with?
Well, I'll tell you, actually, since you asked, we just released our Florida Keys study guide this week. Was really excited to get that done. It's our biggest study guide yet. It's a 48-page study guide all about the Florida Keys and the history there and how it became to be and how the overseas railway helped with that development, just all kinds of fun things that I know I didn't know and my kids were excited to get to know. So we released that this week. Let's see, what else? Oh, we also, there's a free link on our site. It's different than the one before. I think it gives you a free puzzle book. If you subscribe to our site, you get a free puzzle book to keep your kids busy in your rig while you're on the road, maybe for a few minutes anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Just for a few minutes. Well, some of you may not know, but Mary Beth and I and a bunch of other full-time road schooling moms just recently published a book called Postcards from Chicks Without Bricks. It's 24 original stories, all crammed in there to motivate you and to inspire you to lighten up and live. And you know what I want to do, Mary Beth? I want to test the phone line. I want to see if this works, and I want to give away a copy, electronic copy of Postcards from Chicks Without Bricks. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea. So have you got the call-in number again so we can give that out?
Absolutely. The call-in number is area code 425-440-5100. And the code to enter to be live on the air with us is 692-083-POUND. So we'll see. I'm going to watch the board and see what happens, to see if anything comes up, and we can talk about some things that are going on with full-time families right now. We just published some information that I think people might be interested in knowing. First of all, we published about buying an RV. Mary Beth, did you buy your RV used or new?
We actually were fortunate enough to get a great deal down here in Florida at North Trail, actually, North Trail RV Sales, and we bought ours new. It was a year old, but it was new.
Well, that's wonderful. And you've been having good luck with it?
We have. We love ours. We actually we have a Newmar coach. We drive a Class A, so we're in a motorhome, an RV type unit, and it works for our family. That's we tow a vehicle with it. And we're very happy with ours. Very happy with our Newmar coach.
Very cool. Well, I have to say that I've been in your RV, and I really, really love the layout. I love your RV. It's beautiful. We bought ours used. This is our second full-time live-in RV, and the second one we've bought used. And I can tell you, when you buy an RV that's 3 or 4 years old and has had a number of owners before you, it can be a little unsettling. So what we thought we might develop with the help of the RV professor is a whole inspection series on how to buy an RV and how to be your own RV inspector. And that's one of the things we've highlighted this week at Full Time Families. So if you go to Full Time Families, you'll see the RV inspection series. Another thing that we're talking about at Full Time Families are the 10 best apps for full-time RV families. What's your favorite app, Mary Beth?
My favorite app, well, of course, my favorite app is going to be our rally app that we develop for all full-time family events so you can keep up on what's going on. That's my favorite app. But I was
Absolutely.
Very interested in your top 10. I thought that was really helpful. And whether you've been on the road for, you know, a few weeks or a few months, I know your top 10 list is a good resource, at least for me. Keep it on my speed dial.
Yeah, I'm really happy with our top 10 list. Everything from finding gas to finding things to do to one of our kids' favorite games, which is Stack the States. That's a great app. Do your kids play that?
Yeah, they do, actually. I think I did. I was trying to think of the name of it when you asked me. That's one that I'll say we keep, you know, when we're in the rig, when we're in the car, when we're everywhere. We play that a lot. I like that one. It's
okay, well, I'm bringing on our first winner. We have a winner.
Yay, winner.
I'm excited to say. Let's
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. One second. Let me see. This is a brand new switchboard for us. So, McCluskey from Paris, California, are you on the line with us? Hello? I have a Sean McCluskey. Are you on the line with us?
Hello?
Oh! Welcome, our first winner of our premiere show, who happens to be
Calling in to listen, not to win.
Yes, okay, right. Would you call in on the winning number? Who happens to have been our producer from our last radio show, Mary Beth. This is the one and only Johnny McCluskey, author of On My Way to the CIA. And how you doing, Johnny?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Meet Mary Beth, please.
Hi, Johnny.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
And where are you tonight, Johnny?
I'm in Canyon Lake.
Oh, that sounds exciting and exotic.
Oh, yeah, totally. Playing in the muddy rain.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All the time.
Well, you are the winner of the very first official giveaway, the Postcards from Chicks Without Bricks. I'm sure you're going to love that book.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
It's just got you all over it.
Yeah, or my mom. And my mom.
Oh. Yes, and your mom. Give a shout-out, please, to Margie, who was my last co-host on Road Rebels Radio. Thinking about you tonight.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Okay, well, I'm going to mute you so you can listen to the rest of the show, but thanks for being our first winner. It's going to go down
you.
In the record books.
Thanks.
Okay. Mary Beth, do you have any destination guides for California?
We do, actually. San Francisco. We have a Golden Gate study guide in the surrounding area of San Francisco. It's a great resource for all kinds of little places that you can visit around there. It has history of the Golden Gate Bridge, of course, and some of the great parks that are surrounding there. There's a really interesting little chapter on Alcatraz. I know that Tyler, my oldest, just this week grabbed the study guide because he was doing a little bit of research on Ellis Island for something that he was using in his time for learning curriculum, and he grabbed the study guide because we had a little blurb in there about that. There's just a lot of information for that area, Northern California anyway. We're working on one for Disneyland, actually. That's the pipeline for Southern California, so that ought to be out later next month.
Very cool. And where can they find the destination study guides?
All of our study guides can be found at www.roadtripteacher.com. If you're a follower on my Diary of a Road Mom blog, then you know that there's a link on that front page as well. So either way, it'll get you there. But roadtripteacher.com is our learning resource. And obviously, we have our study guides on there for destinations that we've traveled to and the ones that we're working on. But there's also a lot of free resources on there. I do free printables, and if you're on our Facebook page for Road Trip Teacher, you'll get a lot of free printable resources that we use here in our own rig for our own road school.
Very cool. Okay, well, we said we were going to talk about road schooling. So it occurs to me that people have different definitions of what road schooling is. So let's start with yours. What is your definition of road schooling?
Our road school is kind of culmination of a lot of things, I guess. I think when I started out, I thought road school was, I tried to pattern ours after school. My kids had actually, three of my four had just came out of the public school system, which I'm a little bit different, I think, on that homeschool front. I didn't have a big, huge problem with our public school system. It's just that we started traveling and homeschool was our answer. And, as you start traveling, you realize that you're homeschooling, but you have a little bit different constraints. Your space is different. Your resources are different. You can't just run, to something that you might have put in storage a couple months ago. You don't have that kind of thing. So road school for us is just really, it's really learning something new every day. I mean, I call my crew our Road School 101 crew, and that's our motto, is that we just try to learn something new every day. And what I found for us, and that's how I developed our study guides, actually, is that wherever we're at or whatever we decide to do for that particular day, there's always components for everything. I mean, we went to, a few weeks ago we had the really cool Legoland field trip that day. So, there was, reading that day, there was science, there was hands-on, there was the math involved. And, for us, it's just kind of taking advantage of the adventure of wherever we are for the day, whether we're traveling or stationary, and just, using it to learn something new.
Absolutely. Well,
how about
for
you?
Us, Yeah, for us, I got to tell you, in the beginning, it was 100% crazy time where we moved into the camper on June 1st, and my kids had actually been done with school on May 31st, and literally June 1st, I started lessons, and I was 100% insane. The only way to describe myself. You know, we were going to sit down, we had chalkboard, we were all going to learn together. And when I realized that didn't work, I quickly switched to a different curriculum where we sat circle time for like 4 hours a day. And when I realized that didn't work, I decided to finally loosen up. But I was so afraid. I had so much ego tied to teaching my kids to being a homeschool mom, to being a road school mom. I was so afraid that I was going to screw up. That I just went in so whole hog and absolutely did screw up. But now, 4 years into it, we're way more relaxed. And so usually Monday through Thursday, the kids will do their worksheets, which goes from penmanship, from handwriting without tears, to sex and math, to history, American history, and vocabulary / spelling list. And then every day they have to read an hour a day. And once they've gotten all that done, then they've earned their game time and they can play game time. So that's what's working best for us. And with the inclusion of your study guides, when we go to an area where we can use your study guides to explore the area deeper, that's really the perfect combination for us for road schooling. You know, a little classical training and a lot of relaxed learning is really what works for us.
Well, and I think that's just the key. You know, what we do evolves literally every day. You know, what worked for us a few weeks ago might not be working for us now, but, you know, one of the things I really like, it has definitely given us an opportunity that we can, I mean, our family does daily devotions together. You know, our lifestyle and the road school component has just allowed our family to, you know, connect just in a little bit different way. So some of the things we do are across the board. You know, we do things together. I really like our science curriculum. It's from Apologia, and we do that together. But then, again, you know, my all three of mine use time for learning for some components of their day, so they do some independent work too. But it's definitely granted us the time to strengthen our relationships with the Lord and with each other, and you know, in that they're growing their own independent relationships and kind of making their own road school map, which I like. As long as I can kind of be the guide, then I just kind of let them take the lead, and that's what I found works best for us.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, we're really so blessed to have this opportunity to train and raise up our children in this manner. It's just an amazing adventure for us. And I know the families that we meet on the road, the whole thing is just learning from the moment they open their eyes to the moment they go to sleep. It's just amazing, and I just feel really blessed to be a part of it.
Yep, I agree with that. And I'll say I was just talking to someone this morning. I'll have to just give a shout-out real quickly to full-time families. Kimberly, I know that you it was a dream of yours, and you thought about it a lot, and you've been doing this for several years. But our I've been a member of full-time families for a while, but my first official meetup was in Tampa, the rally that I was fortunate enough to host for you. And I made so many great friends. We made so many, you know, my kids made good friends. My husband made some friends. I mean, it was a great experience for us. And just being able to leave that and, you know, you kind of collectively, you know, have these friends that are all over. And we've been fortunate. We just met up with someone today that we met there, just, you know, spur of the moment about something. So, I just want to say thanks for that because it's a good resource. Full-time families is a good resource, whether you're traveling, you know, full-time or part-time, or, you know, if you're a weekend warrior, or even if you're just in the dreaming stage, it's, you know, it's fun to follow, and it's a great resource to see what's out there because there really is some amazing opportunities. And we have days just like everybody else, I'll say. You know, we have days when, you know, school's off or somebody's sick or the weather doesn't cooperate, or, you know, you open the refrigerator and chocolate milk spills all over the carpet or whatever.
Or pickles.
Amazing. Yeah, right. Pickles, exactly. Amazing doesn't always mean, you know, perfect and all peachy. It's just our everyday life is definitely a blessing.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate those comments, but more importantly, everyone who's listening and everyone who's ever been a part of it, and like you ran the rally for us, everyone in this group is what makes this group terrific. You know, we just put out a, you know, a foundation and a little bit of a structure, and everyone else has filled in the gaps by, you know, contributing their gifts and contributing their talents, and that's what makes this group as spectacular as it is. I wish I could be 100% responsible, but that's not the truth. So now we've discussed what, you know, what works for us and what our road schooling is. Are you think you're ready to bring Lisa on and find out what inspired her to write the book she did?
I do. I'm excited to talk with her. I know my kids are just starting their quest on reading this on their Kindle, so I'm excited to talk to her and hear what she has to say and how this got started for her.
Okay, let me bring her on. Hello, Lisa. You're on Road School Moms Live. Can you hear me?
Hear me?
I can hear
hello?
You. Can you? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Terrific. Well, welcome. Mary Beth and I are thrilled that you took the time to be the guest on our very first premiere show, and we're really, really thrilled to pieces that you're the keynote speaker at the convention coming up. And so we wanted to just take some time so that our listeners can get to know you better and learn about the wonderful book series you've written and all the work that you do, and just really thank you for making the time to come on.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I just love everything that you do, and so I'm so happy to be a part of it in any way that I possibly can.
Oh, wonderful. Now, we've been telling all our listeners all week long about the Write on Time book series, but can you give us a quick synopsis of what the book series is about?
Absolutely. The books are about a road schooling family of four, mom, dad, and a daughter and a son, who travel around the United States. So each book is set in a different state, and six books are currently published with the goal of having all 50 states covered, with possibly going to other countries if we can do that. And they were inspired by my own daughter, who was 7 at the time. She's 17 and a half, and today's her half birthday. So they were inspired quite a long time ago because both of my daughters are homeschoolers. And my 7-year-old, when she was 7, she was a very avid reader, and she was very disappointed in all the books that were out there for kids her age and younger and older, because there were no books about homeschoolers. And she really, really wanted there to be books about homeschoolers and books where they showed parenting in a positive light and where siblings got along. And so I was a writer already at the time, and so with lots of conversations, we came up with sending a family on the road because it was a perfect portal for adventure. And that's how it came into being. And we travel a lot as a family. We are not full-time RVers, but we love the lifestyle and we admire it. And we've currently been to 43 of the 50 states, and hopefully at least two more this year, with the goal of going to all 50 within, well, we promised Zoe we'd get there by the time she's 18, but I don't see that quite happening mostly because of her schedule these days. And so that's how they came into being, and it's just been really fun.
That's so wonderful. Lisa, this is Mary Beth. I'll have to say hi. We haven't formally gotten to meet
hi.
Yet. I'm very excited to be able to meet you in Tucson.
No.
But in the meantime,
yes.
So tell me, I know that I know you have a book on South Dakota, because that's the ones my kids are getting ready to read them this week, actually. But tell me how many states do you have covered in your book series, and what can we look forward to? What's your next state that'll be in your next book that will be released next?
There are six books, and they start in Arizona, and we've gone to Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. The they make a logical progression. And I'm from Iowa, and so it was my goal to start in Arizona, where I currently live, and make our way to Iowa. And so the very next state that the Wright family is going to is Illinois. And it's the first time that they're going to see snow while they're in their RV. And so it's kind of very exciting. And they're doing all the Lincoln things and visiting all the Lincoln Memorial and Lincoln's house and all kinds of Lincoln things.
Oh, that's so fun.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm from
a long time in Illinois as a child. So.
I'm from Illinois.
I love Illinois and Iowa.
Yeah, I'm from Illinois, so that's exciting. I'm sorry I was talking over you. But so where are you from in Illinois?
Okay. I live right on the Mississippi River. I lived on the Mississippi River growing up, and so I lived on the Illinois side by the Quad Cities, and then I moved to the Iowa side also, and I lived in Keokuk and that area, so along the Mississippi River in both Iowa and Illinois.
Well, fun, then. Your book on Illinois will be fun, then, because you'll have a personal experience to show through into your family.
Yes. My family researches all the states, so I get my kids' input on what they feel was the most fun learning experience in every state that we've been to, and that's what the key educational part of each individual book is. So each book has an ongoing adventure, a little bit of sci-fi adventure, because we love science fiction, and then there is something that the family learns, and so and it's different for every state, and it grows. And so whatever that fun learning thing was, that's what the Wright family does, and we really play it up. And sometimes it takes my family a week to do what the Wright family does in one day, but it's fiction.
I wanted to tell the listeners that you self-publish these books. And I know the reason why, but it still is something that puzzles me. Can you tell the listeners why you needed to self-publish these books?
I would be happy to. I could talk about this for an hour, actually. Basically, it started with my daughter, Zoe, and when she was 7, she came up with that she wasn't happy with any of the books she'd been reading, and she read a lot. And I specifically asked her, why aren't you happy? And she said, there's no books about homeschoolers. If they do talk about, they're either set in school or they talk about school in a really negative way. And that made her sad, that the kids were so sad. And 2, the parents were either mean, absent, or dead. And 3, the siblings and the best friends were constantly making fun of each other and calling each other names. And those 3 things really, really bothered Zoe. And I could see why as her mom. And so it was my goal in writing the Right on Time series to eliminate those 3 things and to make to actually do the opposite and make it positive, positive relationships, just like we have in real life. And so I wrote several of the books and I sent them out to every publishing company out there. And I either heard nothing back, which is very common, or I heard back from publishers, and this happened many times. I think the last count was like 24, so a lot of times, from publishers who said, Lisa, the writing's really great. However, you need to get rid of these 3 things. And those 3 things are, you need to get rid of the homeschooling. You need to make the parents be absent or mean, because that's what it's like, and kids can't learn if their parents are around. And 3, you need to have the brother and sister hate each other, because in real life, siblings hate each other. And I just found it so ironic that that's were the exact same 3 things that the publishers were telling me I had to have in books, which were the exact same 3 reasons why I wrote the books in the first place. So I found that very ironic. And so at the time, I'd been doing some work trying to raise venture capital. And anyway, long story short, I decided that I was going to start my own publishing company for kids like homeschoolers, kids like my own, and publish as many books as I possibly could from authors all over the world about realistic homeschoolers of today. And that's why I started Do Life Right, Inc.
That's so wonderful. And, you know, that is a testimony to, like, the popular culture and what the internet and what is possible nowadays and how we can change the tide. I've told your story so many times on how those publishers rejected you and the irony of it, and it's really an enigma to me. but I know it to be
me
true
too.
And I'm just so happy that you did move forward and you did publish them yourselves, and then not only did you do that, but then you raised up other writers who were doing the same.
Yes, I currently have published 18 books, and I have 3 more in the queue right now, presently. And my goal is to get to the point of publishing a minimum of 2 a month, but it's all finances that holds me back on that. And so I'm doing is putting as many out there into the world as possible, because kids, homeschoolers, need books about kids like them, and non-homeschoolers need to see the happy family relationships and that this is an actual possible dream to fulfill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why would we want to, you know, create a world where siblings don't get along and then they read books that say it's normal not to get along, and so they continue not to get along, and parents are absent and they're not mentors in their children's lives? That's backwards. That's going the wrong way.
It's very sad. It's very sad. And then it's just not our experience either, because we know thousands of people at this point. And our experience is that while families can have complications and arguments, overall, they love each other very, very much, and they get along. And so that it's just not our experience. And I know there are counterexamples, but that's just not the world that we should be trying to live in.
Absolutely. You brought presents to our first show?
I did. I have copies. I actually have codes, so that makes it even easier, for audio versions of Right on Time Collection 1, which is the first 4 books in the Right on Time series, all in one version, and it's an audio book. And I have 3 of them that I would love to give away tonight.
That is awesome. Okay, so the number is 425-440-5100. And when you get dialed into the conference, you enter code 692083#. And when I see you in the control panel, I will log on over and you will be a winner. So give us a call. And in the meantime, you're coming to the convention.
Tell us.
Lisa, I am, and I'm so excited.
Tell us about the rally. I know that we've got you down for a roundtable discussion at the rally, and I'm so excited about that because we did something similar in Tampa. So tell us about that.
Okay. Well, I'm planning on starting the conference off with hopefully a bang as the keynote speaker, and I'm really excited about that, and I cannot wait to see who all is there and how many people are going to be there. It's so exciting, and it's going to be wonderful. And then I'm not sure which day it's going to be, but I'm planning on hosting a small, well, we can make it as large as we want, but we're going to have small groups of just the moms getting together, and we're going to, in a very systematic way, discuss what our current problems are, whether it's that we're lonely or we can't figure out how to teach our kid math.
No, I'm not. I wonder if I'm behind.
Or who knows what. And with that, we're going to actually put up pieces of paper and try to write down as many solutions as possible and share those over the course of the rally.
That's awesome. Okay. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that.
Well, you might hear people in the background. That's because we have three winners. I'm so excited. We have our first three winners. So I'm going to unmute them one at a time, and I'm going to start with winner from area code 315. I'm going to unmute you. And hello, caller from 315 area code. Who's on the phone with us?
This is Donna Claxton.
Hi, Donna, and welcome to Road School Moms Live, and congratulations, because you are a winner.
Thank you.
You have won the audiobook series for not one, not two, not three, but all the first four books in the Right on Time book series. Lisa has a code for you, and what I want you to do is I want you to email me at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com. With your name, and I will make sure that Lisa gets you the code.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in. Did you have any questions for Mary Beth, myself, or Lisa?
If you could talk some about troubles that you have homeschooling on the road.
Okay. We can talk troubles.
Great.
We don't have enough time, but we can talk troubles all day long.
Amen to that, sister.
And solutions.
Oh, you want solutions, too. Oh. Okay. Well, I have no doubt that Mary Beth and I will have, you know, we're doing this every Sunday night, and we're going to have especially at least one night, if not multiple nights, dedicated to the challenges that face road school moms. So definitely tune in for those upcoming shows, and we'll let you know when they're going to be, because we'll post it on the Road School Moms Facebook page. And thanks so much for calling in and being one of our lucky winners.
Thanks.
Okay, and send me that email. We'll get it to you. Okay, so winner number two, hold on one second, is right here. Area code 713. You are
like
on the phone with Road School Moms Live. Who's calling?
This is Janice.
Janice, hi. Oh. How are you?
I'm good.
I won. Wait, I should hear you more screaming because you're in the same park as me.
You should hear me, yes, from across the park. I'm in a different section than you. But I can't scream or I'll wake up Zoe.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, congratulations. You've won books 1 through 4 of the Right on Time book series on Audible. You're going to love it. And do send me the email to Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, and we'll make sure to get those codes to you.
Great.
Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, and our next lucky winner is area code 714. You're on with Road School Moms Live, area code 714. Who's on the phone with us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Oh, that's so cool. My name's Alita.
Oh, congratulations. You've won the books 1 through 4. Audiobooks of the Right on Time book series. Congratulations.
Oh, wonderful. Very cool. I could hardly hear my kids are screaming, so I'm like, did you say me? Is it me?
Well, we love screaming kids.
Wow, how incredible. How neat. Thank you.
Yeah, so do send me an email at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, and we will be sure to get you the codes you need. Have you read any of the Right on Time books?
No, I haven't, so this will be exciting.
Oh, you're going to love them. I've read them. You are going to love them.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, three lucky winners. That was awesome.
Yes, very.
It was awesome. Troubles in road schooling. I don't know how. Isn't that on our top list for the next three shows, I believe, right, Kimberly?
Exactly. That's a five-night mini-series.
Yeah, well, I would first recommend everyone read your book. that would help at least let all of your listeners know that they're not alone in their troubles if they read your book.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Everyone should read both Postcards from Chicks with Bricks, which Lisa read and is actually featured a blurb on the back cover of the book. Thank you very much. And the other book.
I'm very honored.
Well, we are honored to have you. And the other book you can read if you want to be crazy like us and take your family on the road is How to Hit the Road. And both of them are available through Kindle or on a variety of websites like Mary Beth's and mine, and you can find them pretty much everywhere.
Amazon. They're on Amazon, right?
Yes, they're on Amazon. Yep. Okay, Lisa, well, thank you so much for being a part of our first show. And we're, like we said, we're thrilled to see you in Tucson, to finally meet you in person. That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. The first night, you're going to have your keynote. Yeah, you're going to have your keynote address. And then it's going to be immediately followed by a murder mystery dinner.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, the terror of Tucson. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If anybody wants to come, you can get your tickets at the worldsbestroadschoolconvention.com. Thanks so much, Lisa, for being on the line.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See you very soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Kimberly, just when you brought up about the murder mystery dinner, I'll just have to say I had a question this morning from someone on my blog post board about our convention. They're used to seeing RV rallies. You know, full-time families usually, you know, has RV rallies. And I just kind of try to explain it this way is, you know, think convention by day and rally by night. You know, the schedule is going to be released later this week, but just know that there's really fun additions for the day. We actually have during the convention times that are set aside for adults, and then we have tons of things to do that are kid-oriented. I know one workshop that we have that you put together was so that the kids, when they get done, they'll have written their own blog series.
Right.
So convention by day and then rally by night. You mentioned the Terror in Tucson mystery dinner. We've got to have that scheduled. I know that we have a crop one night sponsored by the RV Scrapbooker. So if you're a scrapbooker, there's some ways to work that in. And even if you're not a scrapbooker, there's also some resources there. If you're a notebooking, if you use notebooking in your homeschool, there's some resources in there, very reasonable, and some even free resources for notebooking. So there's some really fun things we're going to do at the convention.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That schedule is coming together so nicely. And like you said, it's for both it's absolutely for road schoolers and or homeschoolers. You do not have to live in an RV to attend the convention, but you're going to want to by the time you leave. Students, all sorts of, from every age group. We've got We Won Storytime sponsored by Usborne Books. We've got the Great Egg Drop Experiment. We've got your Destination Tucson Study Guide activity for them. And then we have joint events for both educators and students where you can attend like the Using Lap Books from A Journey Through Learning. That's going to be adding lap books to your curriculum. Or even, I'm super excited about this one, How to Escape Your RV in the Event of a Fire. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm crazy and that I'm very worried about fire. In fact, we have probably 10 fire detectors in my RV just because I'm so neurotic about it. And Mac, the fire guy, is going to come and do a presentation for the adults about RV fire safety. And then he's going to do not a hands-on, but more like a feet-first seminar where you're going to learn how to escape out of your RV. You know, those windows that say emergency exit, you're going to be opening them. So I'm really excited about that that one and everything else. And if you want more information, you can go to worldsbestroadschoolconvention.com and you can click on the link that says Schedule of Events and see all the events that are going on, and you can also get your tickets there. So,
and if you subscribe, Kimberly, on the Facebook page, I know this week we're going to be collecting all those contacts because we're going to be our RV rally app for the Tucson event is going to be available here really soon, as soon as our schedule is released. That way, if you go ahead and download that app, then you'll get updates. As we add exhibitors to the schedule, you'll get an update. So
absolutely.
You'll want to follow that.
Absolutely. Well, Mary Beth, I think it's time for our curriculum corner. What do you think?
I think it's as good a time as any.
Okay. So one of the features of this show is that we are going to feature Road School Mom and one aspect of the curriculum she uses in her RV. And without further ado, I'm going to play the curriculum corner intro. Do not laugh. It is kind of silly. And then we're going to play the curriculum corner. So here we go.
It's time for the curriculum corner.
Our curriculum corner this week is teaching textbooks, and I have on the line Jennifer Miles, who uses teaching textbooks in her RV. So welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you.
So, Jennifer, I got a message on my Facebook that you use teaching textbooks, and I'm curious, what are the ages of your children that you're road schooling with teaching textbooks?
So we have three children that we use teaching textbooks with. One is 7, so that's the second grade level. One is 12, which is pre-algebra level, and one is 9th to 10th grade, who uses the algebra and geometry levels.
Great. Now, how did you decide that teaching textbooks was the right math curriculum for you?
Well, I work full-time in addition to homeschooling our children while we're on the road. And so for me, having a curriculum that allows me to have them do their own thing when possible is very important. And teaching textbooks allows me to do that between their CD-ROM courses or the workbook for my children. So that was why we ended up picking it.
Great. Do you find that it takes up minimal space in your RV? Is it a big program? How does that work?
That's actually one of the biggest benefits for us, is it doesn't require internet, and depending on the child, I either have a workbook that is about a standard, I don't know, 1.5 by 8.5 by 11, or I have the CD set, which is about the size of a DVD-ROM case. So it's very small.
What additional equipment do you need for teaching textbooks? I'm hearing CD-ROM, so I'm thinking you need a computer?
Yep, you need a computer, and it works on either Mac or Windows, so that's very convenient. And then other than that, I've used the workbook, just paper and a pencil.
Great. How long, how many hours, or what's the time frame in the day that the children are using it for their curriculum on a daily basis?
It depends on the kid. The lower levels, like Math 3 through Math 6, take anywhere between 20 minutes and 35 minutes or so per lesson. Pre-algebra takes anywhere between like 30 to 45 minutes, and then the algebra 1 through geometry, which are the ones we've been using, take anywhere between 45 minutes per lesson.
Great. How are the kids responding to it? Do they enjoy it?
For the most part, they do. I mean, it's math, so they don't always enjoy doing lessons, but when I look at it that way, I know that, like, for example, my pre-algebra son, he loves the fact that he can sit down and knock out 2 or 3 lessons in one time, and then I don't have to sit there with him, so that is a real benefit for him. But, yeah, I'd say they enjoy it.
Very cool. Now, you are coming to the Road School Convention in Tucson, and you're going to be helping teaching textbooks present this to the attendees. Are you excited about that?
I am excited about it. It's been a great program for us, and it's been really flexible to meet all my kids' needs, so I'm really excited about it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited to meet you in Tucson, and we're looking forward to learning more about teaching textbooks when we get there, and I really appreciate you telling us about this curriculum for this week's Curriculum Corner.
Certainly, and I look forward to seeing you in Tucson.
Okay, thanks, Jennifer. Bye.
Bye.
So that was our first curriculum corner. What do you think, Mary Beth?
I'm excited. I really didn't know a lot about teaching textbooks. When they signed on earlier, and I looked at their presentation and everything this week, I was interested. So I'm glad that they were our first one out. There's so many things out there, and I'll say that for me, I know you talked about this a little bit earlier, but for me, not just a road school, but, you know, and 'cause road school, I think that word kind of has maybe intimidated some of our listeners a little bit before. They think road school, what is road school? It's it's homeschool. It's still homeschool. It's just homeschool for, you know, families on the road. That's what we do. We call it road school. But for me, you know, when I first started out, there's so many options out there. You know, do you want to do a box curriculum? Do you want to have an all-in-one? Do you want to piece it out? Do you want to put it together yourself? I mean, I guess at the beginning, I didn't even realize what my options were. So I'm excited about Curriculum Corner because, you know, we'll be able to explore different parts of different curriculums. And I want to encourage anyone out there, if there's something that you're thinking about, or, you know, if you have specific questions about a curriculum or parts of a curriculum or something that's worked for you or looking for some solutions, you know, visit our Facebook page at Road School Moms, because we would love to explore that. And, you know, maybe we can even feature it on one of the shows coming up.
Absolutely. And if you use a curriculum that works really well in your RV, then do drop us a note and let us know about it, and you might be featured in the next Curriculum Corner. So we can help spread the word. In fact, one of the things that we're going to be doing at the rally is have a curriculum idea exchange, which is just a self-moderated roundtable discussion where moms and dads alike will be able to come and say what works best, what they really enjoy, and you'll be able to leave with a whole bunch of ideas on what works and what doesn't.
That's always appreciated. I know for us, I don't know how you feel in your road school experience, but I know for us, we're kind of at that crunch. Like, you know, it's the end of February, it's the beginning of March, you know, spring, no matter where you're at in the country or where you're at in the world, actually, it's, you know, the season's going to hopefully changing. I know for a lot of my friends that might be living back in Indiana that got a big ice storm today, they probably don't want to even hear the word spring. But, you know, it's kind of that crunch time. You want to change up your homeschool, road school. So anything that's really working for your, you know, anything that's really working in your classroom, at home, share it with us on Road School Moms, because we would like to know. We always always looking for new ideas, something new to try.
Absolutely. So what's coming up this week? Anything new happening this week? Any new things you're going to be pushing out other than the brand new Keys, Florida Keys study guide?
Well, we are finishing up our study guide on the Orlando area. I think I mentioned that. We're actually working on our big, our other really big unit that's going to be released later this month in March is Yellowstone National Park, one of our favorite destinations that we've been before, so we're going to be releasing that. And also we're doing one on St. Louis, on the Arch and the surrounding area, so those are the three that's going to be coming out soon. So that's what we're working on there. Our this week for us is we're starting to look towards moving to Tucson, so we're starting to pack up and look towards heading out. So sometimes, as you know, Kimberly, all the best laid plans don't always come to fruition. They might.
Absolutely. And tomorrow is a special day for you. It's your birthday.
Oh, thank you for remembering. Yes, it's my birthday tomorrow. So a little
happy birthday
celebration. Thank you very much.
Well, it's, you know, I wish we were there closer to spend it together, but we'll be in Tucson, and we'll just have to get a big old cake then.
Well, that sounds just fine. S'mores. S'mores can be the cake, right?
S'mores, yeah. Well, this week we are starting, like you said, it's springtime coming and everything old is new again. And what we like to do every spring is re-release How to Hit the Road because, you know, information changes and links change. Things go so fast nowadays. So what we like to do is re-release How to Hit the Road every year. And one of the features of How to Hit the Road is that we feature voices from the road. So if you're on the road and you have some advice or useful tip or helpful information to share with someone who's contemplating living the full-time family lifestyle, then please send it to me, about 200 to 300 words, to Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com. And if you get picked, you get a free hard copy version of the 2014 version of How to Hit the Road. So if you've got anything you want to share with newbies, please do so. We're always looking for things to share. And then you get to share your links, too. And hopefully those people will become your new blog followers. So it's a great thing to consider. And I think that's it. What do you think?
I think it's time to wrap it up. I know I'm thankful for all of our listeners. While we've been on the line, I've gotten lots of texts, and I'm watching our Facebook page. So there's great comments coming in. I'm just excited to reconnect with old friends and new friends and friends that we haven't met yet down the road. It's a great community, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And throw out your links real fast if they want to connect with you during the week, other than through the Facebook site. Where can they find you?
Yeah, my blog, we actually chronicle my family's travels on www.diaryofaroadmom.com. And, of course, we have Facebook and Twitter following, and I have Pinterest pages, too, that have organization and road school tips and homeschool and all that. And then www.roadtripteacher.com is our learning education site. So pretty much anything to do with homeschooling and road schooling is on that site. So connect with us. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely. And we rolled everything all up into one. So we do our family's travel blog and any blog post that we feel will help you make the most of your adventure, all at fulltimefamilies.com. So you can go there and find lots of great information about how to stretch your dollars and good things to see and fun things to do. So thanks so much, everyone who listened, and thanks to our winners, and thanks to our guests. Next week we'll have Greg Gerber on from the RV Daily Report. He's the editor of the RV Daily Report, and he is also the one who will be doing the creative writing seminar and the junior blogging workshop at the convention. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, my kids are very excited about that. I call them my Road School 101 crew because they're like my research and development department. I let them read things, and they critique it and tell me what's fun and what's boring and what doesn't sound well, and that's their most anticipated event at the convention is the junior blog development. So looking very forward to that.
Yeah, there'll be something for everyone for sure, because along with blogging, you need photographers and reporters and programmers, so it should be a lot of fun. Okay, and Mary Beth and I are going to leave you with our traveler's prayer. So have a good night and safe travels.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.